Now, the next case then are those atoms where they're only half filled or empty, 2p orbitals, and boron, carbon and nitrogen are those elements that fit with the ones that we're going to look at. So in this case then, with a small energy gap between 2s and 2p, we get mixing of S character. That then decreases the energy of the sigma 2s. It raises the energy of the sigma 2px, and it pushes it above the energy of the pi. So our new diagram that comes out the other end is looking like that. So we can see the difference. Here's our sigma star 2s. It's only moved slightly on the basis of mixing. The position of the 2s to the 2p, that's decreased as a result of our lack of repulsion between the electrons inside the 2p block. And the important difference is here, the pi 2p's were sitting above the sigma 2p, whereas now the mixing has resulted in this guy being pushed up above the pi 2p's. This is going to change completely then the number of electrons that goes into the bonding orbitals. As a result, it changes the bond order. And you guys are just going to have to remember which diagram to use. Yeah, and also now generate the diagram from scratch. Okay, so that's what's new. So if you read the past exam papers and said you're provided with the diagram, blah, 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 good. Those are the good old days. Now, it's not that hard. Remember, the way to memorise it, it's on the basis of those atoms which will have at least one of the 2p orbitals with two electrons in the box. So that means oxygen, fluorine and neon do the no mixing diagram, whereas all of the elements before, which are boron, carbon, nitrogen, do the mixing diagram.